It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board and Nebraska Wheat Producers. I'm Alex McAvica, and joining us on the phone today, Todd Schulz, Vice President of Research and Member Services with USA Pulses. Todd, let's kick off this conversation. You guys have been working on the national level to help Nebraska dry pea and lentil producers acquire crop insurance. And from what I understand, this has been quite the process. So tell us a little bit more about what's going on here.
What we're trying to achieve is a revenue-based crop insurance program for peas, lentils, and chickpeas. Our organization has been committed to that since the late 1990s, when our producers in Washington and Idaho realized that there wasn't going to be an industry here unless we had some comparable revenue insurance comparable to wheat. Way back then, the growers began to work toward getting some sort of a revenue policy that would provide risk coverage for pulse growers. And it took three tries with the RMA in about 14 years. We finally came up with a revenue-based insurance program. And, you know, the difficulty with a revenue-based program is you have to have some pricing, some way to establish pricing that's impartial. And in the wheat industry, we use the futures market, but in the pulse industry, it's a cash-based market, so there's no futures market. So we had to figure out how to do that. It took us several tries. We finally convinced the RMA that you could use our pricing data that we gather when we collect assessments, because the assessment's based on 1% of the first purchase price of our crop. So it's actually an actual cash-based price for the harvest price in the spring. We survey our processors, and we survey the contract prices that they're offering. So it's really based on the actual cash prices, not some futures market that's been influenced by investors. So we think it's a really pretty good program. And the way the RMA works, the program is owned by the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council and the American Pulse Association. We own that process, that program, and then we use the data that's collected in the process of an assessment. So it requires the state producers to actually have a commission and collect or tax themselves. So that's part of the reason why Nebraska formed their commission, was just so they would have access to this revenue program. The producers there felt like it was pulses, peas and lentils and chickpeas would be a great crop for Nebraska. And so in the end, they became a member of the council, and we have been working since to try and get them crop insurance. And as I have said, if I would have known how complicated that was, I probably wouldn't have been quite so excited about providing it. But we've been working for the last 3 years to try and get crop insurance for Nebraska growers. The current status, we develop a package. We have to provide them data that proves that there are actually pulse growers in Nebraska, that there's enough of them that would buy crop insurance, that there's some price and market, that growers aren't just going to grow the crop for the insurance. And then we have to convince RMA that our data is good and reliable and fits with the marketplace that we're representing. The current status of the program is we've submitted a data package to the RMA. They are in the midst of considering it, and that FCIC, who actually makes the final decision, the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, will meet in September to make a determination. I'm pretty confident that we're going to move forward with peas, so that may make it available in the next crop year in 24, but I'm not as confident about chickpeas. And so, unfortunately, we didn't have enough data to convince them. We've come back with some more data, but we're outside the window of their timing, so it may take us another year to get chickpeas. The importance of this is you know, in terms of what RMA needs, one of the things they use to justify insurance is farmers buying written agreements. And written agreements in the crop insurance world are very difficult. And so But I would encourage growers to think about, especially chickpea growers, to think about maybe buying a written agreement and to help us justify the program in the future.
Yeah. Well, Todd, what else is important to mention on this topic?
There is just a lot of excitement in this field. As my boss says, you know, there are demands for plant-based products, and they're out there, and we're in the perfect position. Pulses are in the perfect position to answer some of those needs. So it's just a real exciting time to be in the pulse industry and to be a pulse grower. So I am really excited for the guys in Nebraska. I think they're gonna really benefit, and it'll be really fun to watch them develop.
Absolutely. All sorts of great things. Todd, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. It was a pleasure.
And that, again, is the voice of Todd Scholes joining us. He is the Vice President of Research and Member Services with USA Pulses, talking about their efforts to help Nebraska dry pea, lentil, and chickpea growers get crop insurance. For this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, I'm Alex McAvica.